Hi, this is Mike Verdicchio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Friday morning, February the 25th, 2011. Well, I haven't posted a whole lot lately on this blog. It's been a really busy time for me, actually since last Thursday. I went to a big convention in Charlotte for the telecommunications company that I'm involved with. And I got back late Sunday night and then Monday all day and Tuesday evening did some freelance voice work at the Biltmore here in town for a general manager's conference for another company. And so, of course, taking time away from my regular daytime bookkeeping job required me to put in some extra time to catch up. Gee, do you ever catch up? Is there ever enough time? Well, I want to talk about time this morning. I put an article out yesterday at the convention in Charlotte last weekend for the company that I'm involved with. We had the pleasure of having as a guest speaker Darren Hardy. Now, if you don't know who Darren Hardy is, he's been speaking to audiences for 15 years. He's mentored and trained thousands of entrepreneurs. And he's also the publisher and editor of Success Magazine. And it was just a real treat to hear him speak. It was kind of funny. He said, you know, I'm not going to tell a lot of funny stories. And he said, I'm not really here to entertain you. He said, I don't want you to leave here and go, wow, wasn't that a lot of fun, and not learn anything. He said, this is going to be very serious. And he brought up a lot of great points that we as independent representatives could apply in our business. And so the article yesterday that came out, the PEP letter, for those of you that subscribe to the PEP letter, in that article, I wrote about a really neat exercise that he shared with us about time. So I want to tell you about that and then also about another great key that he shared with us about time. And the reason I want to share these with you is because I think both of those can be applied to other areas of life as well, and I'll point that out to you too. First of all, he talked about wearing a stopwatch. Can you believe that? Now, this is really about finding out where your time goes so that you can evaluate and see if there's places you need to change so that you can utilize your time more efficiently. So Warren suggested that we wear a stopwatch for a day. And before you start this exercise, you need to know the five or six basics that generate success in the area that you're in. You know, when you think about it, there's always lots of things that you can do, right? All kinds of activities. But he pointed out to us that there's really only about a half dozen things that really generate success in any profession or business. You know, for example, if you're a telemarketer, well, one of your six basics would be calling people on the phone, right? I mean, you could get distracted with charts and you could do this and you could, but one of the basics, if you're going to generate any success in that field, would be you need to call people. So once you know those half dozen basics that really generate success in your arena, then every time you engage in one of those activities, start the watch. When you stop, stop the watch. You know, and Darren told us that many years ago when he was in the real estate business, that he actually did that for a day, wore a stopwatch. And he said he was amazed at the end of the day how little time he devoted to those half dozen basics. So at the end of the day, you see how much time you really spent on the things that really produce. And when you do that, then, you know, you can make adjustments. You know, I thought about it. People employ this exercise without a stopwatch, don't they? The 30-minute workout, a 20-minute walk. It's all about really knowing where your time goes. Why? Why is that important? Well, that's so that you can spend your time in the most profitable way. You know, God gives every one of us 24 hours to spend every day. And guess what? Each day, we spend it, don't we? But it's how we spend it that's important. Hey, for some people, they might want to keep track of how much TV they watch in a week and evaluate if that's really what they want to spend their time on. You know, we taught our kids to keep a record of their finances when they were real little. When we gave them some money, whether it was for this or for that, it was theirs to spend. We told them that. This is your money. You can spend it however you want to, but you have to keep track of where every penny goes. You know why we did this for them? We wanted to teach them to know, to be aware of where their money goes. You know, a lot of people say, gee, I got paid. I don't know where the money went. Start keeping track of it. And so after a month or two they could take a look at their little record book that they had and go, gee, I'm spending that much money on candy? No kidding. And then they could, if they wanted to, make adjustments. And you know this is true in other areas of life. If you don't know, then it's really hard to improve, to make adjustments, to make changes. People count calories, don't they? People track their investments. You know, we're all responsible for our own lives, right? Yes, we absolutely are. And it's up to us to be knowledgeable of what we're doing so that if we need to make adjustments to improve, then we do that. Another key that Darren shared with us about time was the word no. Now, there's a balance to this, what I'm about to share with you, so don't go off the deep end with this. But, you know, sometimes in life, you just have to say no. And I know in my life, I need to work on this a little more because there are times when I don't say no and other priorities suffer. Ever happened to you? I'll bet it has. And you know, it's really okay to say no so that you can stay focused and spend the time that you need for that which is most important to you. And again, this applies to more than just time. How about money? Think about that. Impulsive buying? Can you say no? How about eating another cookie? I think I need to learn to say no. And you know, sometimes if there's already enough on your plate and you don't say no, it's easy to get burnt out. You know, we have to learn what we can handle. And when our plate's full, we just have to learn to say no. So those are two of the gems that I picked up from Darren Hardy at the weekend conference I went to in Charlotte. And I think they're very practical and can really help you with your time, money, health, and other areas of life too. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have any comments, go ahead and type them in down below. We'd like to hear what's on your mind. And remember, if you're a subscriber to this blog, well, you don't have to bookmark the site. You don't have to check back to see if I've finally posted something new, because you get notified personally every time a new post comes up. And it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe. It's free. And as my way of saying thank you, if you do subscribe to this blog, I'll give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening. And until next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great weekend.